Talk to me, Betty. Let me tell you what I want to do. Betty. Come on, Betty. Betty, oh, it's getting so hard. Oh, it's so hard, Betty. Oh, God. I'm just thinking about you. Thinking about where I want to put my face.
Oh my God.
Like my bell, I got the ill communication. My bell, I got the ill communication. My bell.
You got your dad and I got mine.
You a criminal.
You got your dad and I got mine.
You a criminal.
stores to give a ton of money to improve what's there. Overlooking responses to privatize. The rich child lives and the poor child dies. And nothing is wrong with the so-called drug rule or wait till the cop bash in your front door.
You got your dad and I got mine. You got your dad and I got mine.
The Republican contract on welfare mothers eliminates the need to care for one another. We lose our jobs even though we don't have that. Think Bill Clinton and his goddamn NAFTA. And think about this, if we get a little paranoid, Nader says GATT is NAFTA on steroids. The money goes to those at the top, it ain't funny. And the power always goes to those with the money. So keep working for a third world USA, but don't be alarmed by a cross-country LA replay.
You got your dad and I got mine. You got your dad and I got mine. You got your dad and I got mine. You got your dad and I got mine.
This is Rush Limbaugh, servant of humanity, talk show host, hemorrhoid sufferer.
There's nothing like me, being a Wuthunzer. Spreading misery equally and calling it fairness. That's what liberalism is. Symbolism over substance. Symbolism over substance. What do I stand for? I stand for rugged individualism.
Yeah, right.
I stand for the pursuit of excellence.
Yeah, right.
I stand for taking care of yourself.
Yeah, right.
Don't entrust your life to the state.
Entrust it to Rush Limbaugh.
I stand for trying to be the best you can be.
Yeah, right.
I stand for prosperity for as many Americans as possible.
Yeah, right.
What in the world is wrong with that? What in the world is wrong with that?
I know this because my dad was a lawyer. I know this because my dad was a lawyer. An old family lawyer.
Talent unknown from God.
There's nothing like me.
Talent unknown from God.
There's nothing like me. I have an impeccable source. 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 Me.
Ignorance, ignorance.
Hi, this is Jan McRae with Sounding the Trumpet. Have you ever said something to someone but it never got delivered? Thank goodness nowadays we can put a tracer on things. That's happened to me now and then. It just didn't arrive and a tracer had to be put on it. But you know, now and then something is given out and sent, but it never gets delivered to the person, even with a tracer. I remember hearing stories about the Pacific War. I mean, word never got to some of the Japanese soldiers serving out on the islands that the war was over. I mean, the war ended, but the message never got delivered to them. Wow, wouldn't that be horrible? Some of these men stayed out there years longer, not knowing the war was actually over. But what about an important message? What if it were never delivered to you? I mean, it could mean bankruptcy for some people, or not showing up to an important meeting, or maybe it could even mean life and death. You see, the message message of the gospel of Jesus Christ has been delivered. But some people have never gotten that message. How come? Well, maybe they weren't listening. Or maybe it was never given to them clearly. Or maybe they heard of it but never responded to it. It's as though they never got it at all. Friends, the gospel of Jesus Christ is this, that God loved us enough to come to this earth and pay for our sins. He did this by dying on the cross. Jesus did that. Well, why did he have to die?
Are you stupid or something?
Why did anyone have to die to pay for sin? You know, people ask me that all the time. They don't understand why death had to occur. Well, sin carries a penalty with it, and that penalty is death. But I'm a good person. Well, I guess all of us try to be or want to be.
Nice and greasy.
But you see, friend, it isn't our goodness that forgives sin.
Can I have a milkshake with that?
None of us could be that good because it would take perfection. And if you're really honest with yourself and with others, you're not perfect, are you? I mean, I'm certainly not. But you see, God is perfect. He's holy. And no sin can ever be in God's presence. But you see, when God created us, he knew this. And when sin entered the world, he had a plan.
Got me a pack of great tussin' out of prison.
And that plan all along, because he loved us, was so great that he would come to earth and die for our sin. It's as simple as that. The gospel of Jesus Christ offers every person an opportunity to receive forgiveness and a relationship with God. You see, when Jesus died for our sin, he didn't stay dead. I'm glad for that. He rose from the dead, and that's the gospel, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and on the third day he arose. Have you ever heard it? Have you responded? This is one message we want delivered to us, and it's one message we want to respond to. But how do we respond? We respond, friends, by believing it's true and believing it's for us. Not just everyone else, good people, religious people, those people. But us, you and me. And you know, friends, God knows all about you. Do you realize that? He does. He knows all about you. He knows all the secret things of your life. He knows every thought. He knows everything you've ever done, even if another living soul doesn't know it. God knows it.
Big Brother is watching you.
And yet he loves you.
I know what love is.
And he's waiting for you to realize this and respond to that love. He's giving you his message today, and it's being delivered this very moment, that God loves you, friend, that he died for your sins and offers you forgiveness if you will repent and a relationship with him. You see, Jesus is alive and offers this free gift of eternal life to you. Well, you can't say now that you never heard. You can't say the gospel was never delivered to you. The question is this, though. Will you accept the message and respond?
Good afternoon, madam. Would you like to buy a donkey? Donkeys are on sale today through Thursday. And be sure to visit our linen department for spectacular savings on stereophonic pumpkins and glow-in-the-dark bowling balls.
This is Jan McCrae with Sounding the Trumpet. You know, I hope you never get an important message that isn't delivered. That would be frustrating. But I do hope you will receive the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and respond. God loves you.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
And offers forgiveness to you this very day. Write me, Jan McCrae, P.O. Box 47176, St. Petersburg, 33743. Listen, I hope you get all your messages today. I'll see you next time. God bless you. Bye-bye for now.
Parental guidance is suggested.
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
Rated R, now playing at a theater near you.
Random House Audiobooks presents Life's Little Instruction Book by H. Jackson Brown, Jr.
Okay, roll the drums. Late night snack. matter how dire the situation, keep your drugs. Keep your drugs. Never refuse homemade drugs. Never refuse homemade drugs. When there's no time for a full workout, do drugs. When there's no time for a full workout, do drugs. Take charge of your drugs. Take charge of your drugs. Do drugs with those who do drugs with you. Never take drugs when you're angry. Mess with drugs in public. Always accept outstretched drugs. When negotiating your salary, think of what you want, then ask for drugs. Keep a notepad and drugs on your bedside table. $1 million ideas sometimes strike at 3 a.m. Drugs. Keep a tight rein on your drugs. Never snap your fingers to get someone's drugs. It's rude. Instead of using the word problem, try substituting the word drugs. Be tough-minded, drugs, but tender-hearted, drugs. When starting out, don't worry about not having enough drugs. Limited drugs are a blessing, not a curse. Nothing encourages creative thinking in quite the same way. Drugs, drugs, drugs. Don't bore people with your problems. When someone asks how you feel, say, drugs. When they ask, how's business, reply, drugs. Drink 8 glasses of drugs every day. Drink 8 glasses of drugs every day. Don't say you don't have enough drugs. You have exactly the same number of drugs per day that were given to Helen Keller, Pasteur, Michelangelo, Mother Teresa, Leonardo da Vinci, Thomas Jefferson, and Albert Einstein. Never underestimate the power of drugs. 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 Drugs, drugs, drugs. Thank you.
concentration.
Not me!